Chapter 3, The Early Inhabitants of South Carolina. Chapter Preview, People, Christopher Columbus. Places, Siberia, Bering Strait, San Salvador. Terms, Artifact, Archaeologist, Nomadic, Mortar and Pestle, Midden, Anthropologist, Agriculture, Palisade, Prehistory, Maize, Wigwam, Wattle, Daub, Green Corn Ceremony, Matrilineal, Nation, New World, Microbes, Old World. One of the greatest stories in the history of humankind is one we know very little about. The earliest discovery and settlement of the American continents must have been among the most exciting adventures of all time, yet most of that dramatic story is lost to us. There are no written records because people had not yet learned to write in any part of the world. We learn bits and pieces when we dig up stone tools used by these ancient ancestors of Native Americans. We learn where they lived by the location of these artifacts, objects made by humans, especially ancient tools and weapons. And archaeologists, scientists who study and interpret artifacts of past human life, can tell us what the tools were used for, and therefore something about how the ancient people lived. But where did these people come from? How did they get here? When did they arrive? These are important questions that archaeologists try to answer. They have come up with possible explanations, but most theories remain open to new explanations if new evidence is found. The story grows with each new discovery. Old mysteries are solved and new mysteries arise. Perhaps you will find an artifact someday that will contribute to our knowledge. Treat it with respect. It's old. Section 1. The Earliest Discoverers of America. As you read, look for how the ancestors of Native Americans may have arrived in the Americas, the hunting methods of Paleo Indians and why their hunting changed near the end of their era, how advances like foraging, use of new materials and weapons, and a change from nomadic to seasonal movements led to a more structured society for archaic Indians. The introduction of the bow and arrow and agriculture by the Woodlands Indians. The advanced lifestyle of the Mississippian Indians, which the Europeans discovered. Terms, nomadic, mortar and pestle, midden, anthropologist, agriculture, palisade, prehistory. The most widely accepted theory of the earliest discovery of America is that Asians came from Siberia in what is now Russia and walked into Alaska. No one can make that walk today because the Bering Strait separates Asia from North America with about 56 miles of water. But many thousands of years ago, Earth experienced a series of ice ages. In those ice ages, so much of Earth's water was frozen into glaciers that the sea level dropped and dry land appeared, joining the two continents. The ancient ancestors of today's Native Americans were nomadic, wandering from place to place, people who took advantage of that land bridge and explored the new continent. It is also probable that some migrants to the American continents came by boat. Asian peoples could have rowed their primitive boats along the coast of Asia, working their way along the land bridge and down the western coast of North America. Similarly, European nomads might have hugged closely to ice sheets from Europe to the eastern shores of North America. These nomadic newcomers hunted the large game that was the main source of their livelihood. The game included woolly mammoths, mastodons, giant sloths, giant land tortoises, bighorn bison, and saber-toothed cats. All of these species of animals became extinct about 10,000 years ago. the Paleo-Indian period. That first exploration of America began perhaps 37,000 to 32,000 years ago. Those hunters and their descendants spread across the continent and down the coast into South America. Eventually, they were cut off from Asia because the glaciers melted, the sea level rose, and the Bering Strait appeared again between Asia and North America. The era from their earliest appearance to about 10,000 years ago is called by archaeologists the Paleo-Indian period. Sometime during that time span, some of those Paleo-Indians began to set up their camps in what is now South Carolina. They hunted in small bands and attacked their prey with spears. It took many spears to bring down one mammoth or mastodon. Over the centuries, the people improved their spear points, indicating an intelligent and innovative population. Stone spear points, axes, and scrapers have been found in Allendale, Aiken, Darlington, and Lexington counties. Some were made from local stone, but some were made from stones not native to this area. This indicates that the population was mobile, taking its tools along, or that it traded with distant tribes. Near the end of the Paleo period, about 12,000 to 10,000 years ago, Earth's climate began to warm and the glaciers receded. Life began to change more dramatically for humans. The large game animals, so necessary for their way of life, started to disappear. The reasons for extinction of the mammoths, mastodons, and others is not entirely understood, but probably had to do with climate change and overhunting by the only predator that was effective against them, the human animal. Hunters learned to drive large herds of animals over cliffs, killing many more than they could use at one time. They also herded the large animals into bogs where mass killings could take place. This overkill was not the last time humans have thought a resource was unlimited and used it ruthlessly. The Archaic Period. Archaeologists refer to the era between 10,000 years ago to about 3,000 years ago as the Archaic Period of Native American development. In this era, the inhabitants hunted and trapped small game and fish. They began to depend a bit more on foraging, searching and gathering, for plant food, fruit, berries, nuts, and roots. They still moved around a great deal, depending on food resources, but they were not as widely traveled as their ancestors of the Paleo period. It was in this period that Indians domesticated the dog, which became a companion and hunting partner, and was sometimes a beast of burden. After extinction of the large mammals, North America was left without a large beast of burden, such as the horse or camel. In addition to materials used earlier, wood, stone, hide, and bone, the archaic Indians used shell, ivory, plant fiber, and copper to make the goods they needed. They fashioned a wider array of stone tools, including knives, wedges, chisels, hammers, anvils, drills, and mortars and pestles. A mortar and pestle is a tool consisting of a bowl, mortar, and a heavy, thick rod, pestle. The end of the pestle is used for crushing and grinding hard food, objects like nuts or grains, against the mortar. They carved cooking pots and storage containers out of soft stone. Cloth weaving and basket making were developed. Late in the Archaic period, clay pottery became an important part of the daily life of inhabitants of our section of the continent. Baskets and pottery are symbolic of a more settled way of life, with storage of food becoming more important. They were no longer nomads, but moved about usually on a seasonal basis. They set up semi-permanent camps, mostly along rivers. The population was increasing during the middle and late archaic period. Society became more firmly structured and organized. Rather than small bands, the tribe became the principal social organization. Large shell middens in the Lowcountry give evidence of rather long-term residence. A midden is a trash heap left by prehistoric people that is a bonanza for archaeologists. In those middens, they find rubbish that tells a lot about the daily lives of the people who lived there several thousand years ago. The Woodlands Period. Beginning about 3,000 years ago, or from 1000 BC until about AD 900, was another stage of development for the people of North America, called by anthropologists the Woodlands Period. An anthropologist is a scientist who studies the origin and development of humans. A great technological advance in the Woodlands era was the introduction of the bow and arrow. This made the hunting of deer, elk, bear, and smaller animals much more efficient. The era also saw the beginnings of agriculture, planting and growing crops in fields rather than depending entirely on gathering food or fiber from wild plants. Agriculture is one of humans' greatest inventions, and it developed in several different parts of the world at different times. The development of agriculture allowed the population to be even more settled in one place. The people could form permanent villages, build sturdier houses, and have a more certain supply of food. Storage of food became more important, so baskets and clay pottery were used even more than they had been earlier. The more settled life of farming and hunting allowed more time for artistic expression. The pottery began to have more decoration, with designs impressed into the wet clay before it was dried and heated by fire. Items possibly used to adorn the body are found among the artifacts from this era. Those tribal groups in the eastern part of what is now the United States were called Eastern Woodlands Indians. Their culture gradually evolved enough differences that anthropologists give it a different name. The Mississippian Period. The final period of Indian culture before the coming of Europeans is called the Mississippian Period, from about AD 900 to 1500. The name comes from the fact that many of this culture's main features first appeared in the Mississippi River Valley, then spread all over the Southeast, including South Carolina. Characteristics of this stage of Indian development include very highly developed agriculture, the building of substantial, lasting dwellings and meeting houses, fortifying villages with high palisades, fences of sharp wooden stakes, building of temple mounds, and highly developed tribal organizations with class divisions. This culture is the one that European explorers and settlers found here in the 1500s and 1600s. Therefore, we can know much more about Mississippian Indian life because Europeans wrote about it. The era of prehistory, the time before written records, was over. With written accounts and some drawings and paintings, we can get a much more complex picture of Indian life. Unfortunately, those descriptions were not entirely accurate because the European observers did not understand everything they saw. Also, most of those writers were prejudiced, thinking these people in America were inferior to them. But historians can carefully cull, select from a group, out the prejudices and inaccuracies, learn from archaeologists' interpretations of artifacts, and get a fairly clear description of Indian life in the 16th and 17th centuries. Do you remember? Number 1. Define in sentence form, nomadic, anthropologist, prehistory. Number 2. What are three possible ways human beings arrived in the Americas? Number 3. What were the two most important advances in the Woodlands era?